Hi, Elise Castle.
Oh, I didn't know that was what we were doing. Sorry. This feels very low. Is it always like this?
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, Mike Jensen. Sorry, you want to try that again?
I thought it was perfect. Okay. But... Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to talk about Time and Punishment.
Time and Punishment.
This originally aired July 8th, 2001. Written by Jessica Bendinger.
Welcome, Jess.
Yeah, this is her only episode. She is most famously the writer of the movie Bring It On.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then there were a lot of like staff writers on this one, too. So it might have been like, hey, let's bring in this lady and she'll write an episode and whatever. It's a good episode.
It's cold in here. Yeah, we used to watch that movie, I believe, the summer of 2001. When did Bring It On...
It was right. I think it was 2000.
Yeah.
It came
so
out.
Like the summer of 2001, which is why I was like, I remember I was doing Annie was like an epic summer for me and all my friends. We slept over at each other's house like every single night on rotation. We watched Bring It On, Spice World, Little Shop of Horrors, and I think Can't Hardly Wait.
Little Shop of Horrors I can get on board with. I think I was a little bit too...
We were also 15, 14,
right. Like, I think that
16.
I was a little too old. Like, I saw Bring It On. I saw the second one you said.
Spice World?
Oh, yeah. I think that I saw Spice World, like, in the background at someone's house
okay.
once. I was
yeah.
not really a
yeah,
Spice Girl.
Yeah, that one wasn't one that we always, like, really paid attention to.
And Can't Hardly Wait, I think I saw. Anyway, so this is directed by Michael Angler. This is his first of many. He's going to be around till pretty much the end. He's directed a ton. I mean, I wrote down 30 Rock, Parenthood, Kimmy Schmidt, and Downton Abbey. I wrote down Downton Abbey because I like the fact that that's...
Yeah, that's in there.
It's sort of a random thing. Let's do our DVD recap. Can you ever really forgive if you can't forget? While attempting to redefine their relationship, Carrie and Aiden realize they might have to deal with the past first. Meanwhile, Samantha forgives her lover's ways but teaches him a lesson he will never forget. Charlotte faces a tough decision between work and family, and Miranda, sidelined by a neck injury, learns the value of taking a break. Sure.
Sure. So it starts with Carrie and Aiden getting hot and heavy.
Yeah, they're back together.
And then the phone rings, just one ring, and goes right to voicemail.
I feel like, wasn't there a thing where, I think that there was a program on some voicemails where the first time it would ring four times, and any message after that, it would only ring one time.
Oh, really?
I think that was a thing.
So, like, there's already been messages yeah. that have been left?
Yeah.
Well, either way, it's big, yeah. and he ends it, where he says he's in town, ugh. He ends it with, call me baby.
Yeah, that's bad.
But they, call me they, maybe.
But they continue.
Hey, you just cheated on Aiden with me, and this is crazy. I'm back in town. Call me baby.
I want everyone to know that I really tried to get us past that before it happened.
Yeah,
there was
he like
I
looked
could
at
do.
Me like it was happening.
There was
but
nothing
that,
I could do.
Could you imagine like Mr. Big like dancing around?
No, I cannot.
To that. And so it happens and it makes an awkward moment.
Yeah, but they keep going.
They keep going.
And then we get to the four ladies at brunch the next day.
And I like the line, the machine picked up, because that doesn't happen anymore. Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, you could put your phone on Do Not Disturb, and this whole episode wouldn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. There, I feel like there are a lot of things in Sex and the City that are predicated on answering machines.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would make this show today.
No, like, this whole episode would... I mean, parts of it could happen, but
right.
the big thing...
Like, it would be a text, and he would notice that
thing.
It's like, yeah.
It wouldn't have happened.
Samantha thinks that he's a keeper.
The machine picked up. What did you do?
Nothing. We just kept making love.
He could keep going after that. Honey, he's a keeper.
Well,
because he was able to keep going, basically, right. is the point.
And Carrie's look is very minimal. She has
yeah.
like a very minimal makeup look on. That salt shaker is practically empty. There's nothing left in it. And then I noticed on Carrie, she has a nicotine patch.
Yes.
And it looks like it's on her boob.
Was that what that was? I actually
I
noticed
know.
That and couldn't
yeah,
figure out.
Yeah, I
like,
didn't know what that was.
That was a weird bra thing.
I assumed it was a nicotine patch, but then later in the episode, we see her putting them on, and they're not.
Maybe she's trying to, like, sexy the nicotine patch up.
I don't know, but I didn't know what that was, and they weren't covering it up. There were, like, out like moments where the camera, you know, she could have had an opportunity, and
right.
they never covered it up. So I'm assuming it was a nicotine patch.
So she woke up, and he was on the other side of the bed.
Not in the nook. She
not in,
get the
nook.
In the nook.
Yeah, I feel that. And she was sort of, the whole idea that she was hoping they could start fresh.
And now I think we're going to have to talk about it.
What are you going to do? Sit Aiden down and explain about Babe?
Unless Hallmark makes a sorry I cheated card.
No one wants to hear about their lover's past lovers. What happened was in the past, leave it there.
It's on my answering machine. I have to talk about it.
The whole idea that no one wants to hear about the ex, which is kind of true. I mean, I feel like you kind of want to know some things, but
right,
you don't want to know
no
a lot.
But no one wants to know about the ex if you cheated on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a different story. It's not just like, let me tell you about this old part of my life. It's like, let me tell you about this old part of my life that I also cheated on you with.
Yeah, it does feel like perhaps this is a conversation that should have been had before they officially got back together again.
Perhaps. Like, is he in your life anymore?
Yeah. We kind of cut to Charlotte saying that she, you know, wanting to change the subject.
Yeah, she wants to quit her job.
Yeah, and no one can believe it. You can see all three of the women around the table are kind of like, that's insane.
But you love your job.
I know, but there's so much more I could do with my life.
She wants to glaze pottery and take Indian cooking classes and cure AIDS.
Yeah, good for her.
Well, the cooking and the AIDS stuff is great, but color me mine, sweetie. If I was walking by and I saw you in there, I'd just keep on walking.
You know, she talks about she's been driving herself crazy. This is where I'm going to kind of be like, doing what, honey?
Yeah.
We're going to get into like women's rights and the women's movement and all of that. And yet it is like you get to choose what you want to do with your life. And if your husband can afford for you to not work, good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's busy doing, though. Like, she's super busy picking out lighting fixtures, I guess.
Yeah, she says she's redecorating the apartment, which I feel like at that level of wealth, they should just have someone do it. Or if she enjoys doing it, that maybe that's her side hobby. But that apartment's not going to be needing redecoration for
Yeah, it's just a one-time
years.
Thing.
Also, I have absolutely no... I am a very hard worker, and I don't think that I would be able to do this myself. But I would much rather someone who is in Charlotte's situation just be like, you know what? Trey has a lot of money and I don't need to work.
Right.
So I don't want to. I'm going to do all these things.
But I sort of think that's what it is.
Fine. Then
she's
just
say not
that.
Saying
right.
It. Yeah.
I mean, but honestly, like, I have no problem with women that or men or anyone in a relationship that does that. But like, I would just be like, yeah, I don't have to work.
So I'm going to do other things.
I'm going to do other things.
But I think the other underlying point and what Carrie says next is you love your job.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine if I had a job that I loved that I'd want to give it up. But once again, if you do, just say that that's what you're doing. I don't know.
Or
yeah.
Maybe say like, yeah, I'm going to step down from being the owner or whatever she does. No, she doesn't own it.
She's the owner, she's just like running it.
And I'm
yeah.
just gonna do this other part of it that I really enjoy.
I don't know. And I think that Samantha makes the very good point of like, okay, go ahead, but before you decide to quit the job, just know that
because the women waiting to get on are 22, perky, and ruthless.
Because Samantha has that experience, I'm
right.
sure, in PR. I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, and Charlotte's all about trying new things. She has a tomato and mozzarella salad in front of her right now.
Carrie's actually eating a sandwich.
Yeah, Carrie has a BLT, which looked really good.
I know,
good.
It did look really
BLT.
Good.
Yeah. And Samantha has just
the
a fruit bowl.
Bowl.
She's only eating the berries one at a time. I don't know about Miranda.
Yeah, I couldn't really see Miranda's eating. Food. I think Carrie has a weird line of like, you have a lot of opinions today.
Yeah. When has Samantha ever kept to herself? Yeah. I have that
You're
written down.
You're awfully like, not shy today, Samantha.
Yeah, like...
It's a weird
comment. Because Samantha's usually like, hold on, let me make sure I'm like considerate of everyone's feelings yeah. and make sure I have proper decorum before I make this comment.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird thing. I guess yeah. it's just for the joke, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then we talk about relationships and partial lobotomies.
At first I was like, what? And then it made sense.
Yeah. Well, this very Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Do you know that movie?
I think I saw it. What's it about?
It's Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. It's about getting a partial lobotomy. It's about a company in which when you break up with someone, they remove every
memory
of that person.
Oh, no, I saw 500 Days of Summer.
500. That's also a very good movie. Eternal Sunshine is a beautiful film, but it's about that. It's about the idea that when you break up with someone, you would rather not have the memory of them existing.
You know what's really good for that? Facebook.
Yeah. No, that you just know everything they yeah. do forever.
And everything you ever did in your life. It's like, hey, Mike Jensen, we have something you might want to remember.
No, I never want to remember those Facebook.
Yeah.
And I have told Facebook so many
show
times.
Show me less of these.
We showed you that. We'll show you less of them. No, you won't. You show me another one the next day.
Yeah.
I get it. I used to be younger and thinner. I don't need to remember that. Anyway, then we get to the question.
Can you ever really forgive if you can't forget?
I mean, this is a tough one.
I think you can. I think you can.
I think that you have. I mean, you have to choose one or the other.
But I think it's. You don't have to forget it, but you have to accept it.
I think the point is that you shouldn't forget.
Right, like, you can't.
Of course, you have to remember that something happened. But yeah, if you're going to choose to get past something or move forward with a person, yeah, you have to find a way to forgive them. It's certainly not easy. I don't know if I could do it.
No, you can't forget it because that's impossible unless you get a partial lobotomy. Right. Like, you just have to choose to say, okay, like, yes, that happened. I'm aware of that. I accept that. These are how I can, you know, move through this, and I forgive you.
Yeah, but that's the choice you have to make. Mm-hmm. If you are going to move past something, you have to choose to forgive, or you're not going to move past it. I mean, I don't think you can build a relationship with someone who you can't forgive for something.
Right, and forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean you have to like them and love them and think everything they do is great. Honestly, in my experience, forgiveness has been more for me.
I think that's what it's supposed to be, though. I think forgiveness is not for the other person. No. Forgiveness is for you, so you can move past it.
Right.
We get to Samantha hailing a cab. I'm not convinced that cab was hers.
I mean, either way, because he was ready to get in there.
So I'm not sure that anyone stole her cab.
But either way, that pissed her off.
Yeah, and she chases that cab down and tells him to get out.
Gets in it and
goes to West 12th and 9th Avenue.
Which is where she lives, yeah, that I'm makes assuming. Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be it.
I hope you enjoy the ride.
Cut to him enjoying the ride.
The actor is Ted King.
Yeah, we'll get to him a little bit more later when we really meet him. But yes, he is Ted King. Well, we can do it now. Mostly what I wrote is that he's done over 500 episodes of General Hospital. He's done a lot of other stuff,
too. Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is be on that show for 2 years and you've done...
Yeah, exactly. 500 episodes. So we wake up and Aiden is very far away. It almost looks like they've purchased a new bed. Like they're suddenly on a California King.
Yeah, I didn't know where she was.
But maybe it's just that she's so small. But he's very far away. He awakens to, you know, with his whole 8:10.
I got to go to the gym. And I was just feeling bad about myself.
Yeah, I guess
moment.
That people do that.
I mean, I got up today at 8:40. And then I laid there because I was like, I want to sleep a little bit later because I have to work at night. Mind you, Mike and I work at night.
Correct.
And then I woke up and I got my coffee and I did some writing and I did all the social media stuff I have to do. You know, I was working, watching the episode, but didn't go to the gym.
I went for a run while my clothes were in the dryer.
Good for us.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We have the first of many loaded conversations here.
Well, even before that, Carrie's and he's you want me to get soft again?
Yeah, I like
you soft.
So
they're acknowledging that he's made a physical change.
But I think they're also acknowledging an emotional thing, too. I feel it's definitely physical.
Oh,
but
I
think
it.
There's a definite double meaning of I liked you soft and him saying I didn't.
Yeah.
I think we're not talking about just one thing in here.
Right.
And then he won't give her a kiss. He's you should brush your teeth. I'm I'm going to guess you've kissed her in the morning before.
Yeah, but anytime that happens, I think it's gross.
I think that if you have bad breath, too, it doesn't matter. I've definitely kissed someone in the morning with bad breath, and they've had bad breath, and it didn't matter because...
I know, but I would, I get it, and I understand it.
Elisa's actually making a really upset face right now.
But it's just, I always am ew. I know it. I understand. And it's one of those things that, it's fine when you do it, but when someone else does, you're ew.
Sure. So we get to Charlotte calling Miranda.
And I love this whole exchange because Charlotte is fully dressed for the day, coffee in hand, walking through
She's
apartment.
Redecorated that apartment. It's a full day.
It's
she got
a full
up at
day.
7 in the morning.
No, she got up before that. She has a put together look.
I will
look.
Say that if you're that put together before Miranda has even had her coffee, you got up really
And I love
early.
That Miranda just keeps saying
it's 8:15.
Yeah.
You know, and she just got out of the shower and she's like, you're very judgmental at coffee shop.
And you think I'm one of those women that we hate. And I'm you kind of are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hated women that stopped working when they got married, then that's what you are.
Right.
So maybe you just shouldn't have hated them in the first
place.
Yeah,
don't hate. Everyone relax.
Yeah. And the women's movement is about choice. Totally true.
Yeah.
This is, and then, but I like, I mean, I understand what Charlotte is saying.
And I understand what Miranda's doing.
Miranda's,
she's saying fine.
This isn't about me.
Yeah, this isn't, if that's what I said, if you're not going to work, you don't have to defend it to me and make up all these things. Just don't do it. I think it's more about yourself trying to with so many situations in life, it's you're trying to prove to yourself that it's okay to do this thing. Yeah. I'm totally guilty of it. I do it all the time. And
she's like, this is your stuff, and maybe you should take it up with your husband, which is a little bit pointed.
Right. And then Miranda says, you get behind your choice.
Yeah, you give it.
I am behind my choice. I choose my choice. Charlotte, I don't have time for this. I have to go to work. Some of us still have to go to work.
Well, now, another
yeah,
little
come on.
Pointed,
she didn't have to do that. Yeah.
Another little pointed
See,
comment
See, that's
there.
The thing. Like, you can't, Miranda, you can't tell someone that what they're doing is fine, get behind their choice, but then judge their choice.
Right. But I think that Miranda is mostly doing that because Charlotte is doing the whole, like, I choose my choice. I choose
yeah,
my choice.
How many times is she going to say it?
Or like, we get it. You choose your choice.
Yeah.
And then something happens.
Her neck goes up.
Yeah, Miranda has a little neck thing going on.
And I've been dealing with, like, back stuff all week because my couch isn't comfortable. At what age does your couch stop becoming comfortable?
I don't know.
But it's happened.
It's happened.
And I need a new pillow, so I'll take some pillow recommendations from everyone.
All right. So we cut back to Aiden and Carrie. Carrie knocks on that little door.
He comes in. Why does he lick the Q-tip before he uses it in his ear?
I guess some people do that. It's just, like, to wet it.
Why? Oh.
It's not licking it after you put it in your ear.
I know,
ear.
But like, then you have like this wet Q-tip in your ear. That's just gross to me.
I don't know. I don't use Q-tips in my ears.
Is that a thing? Arr, I don't know. I'm grossed out by it.
She went to the Korean in her bra.
Yeah. Or did she, though?
I don't know. But it's maybe not going to help with the jealousy.
And number one, he shouldn't have said, did you go in that outfit? That's an outfit. She just doesn't have a shirt on. I mean, I guess in the world of Carrie Bradshaw, that's an outfit.
I feel like... like, I've gone to the store in pajamas before. That was a little poem I just wrote. But, like, that's a bra.
Yeah, and I've gone to the store in not a bra.
Sure. That's
in, like, a
choice.
Sweatshirt.
But, like, just your skirt and a bra is a little bit much.
But she chose her choice.
She chose her choice. She asked him to help her patch up, and we have our second of the very pointed conversations of...
Notice how much better I'm doing this time? No cheating?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, gosh. All that I can think is, Carrie, find a different way to say it.
Yeah. And then he slaps her.
He kind of hits her a little bit. It's not super violent, but not super gentle either.
No.
And then we kind of, you know, she sort of starts to actually ask the questions of, like, are you mad at me? And why would I be mad at you? Which, for the record, isn't an answer. If someone says to you, like, why are you mad at me? And you say back, why would I be mad? Like,
you are
that's
Mr.
Not,
Big.
Yeah. Yes. We're gonna get there. He's being a little biggish in some of these scenes here.
See? Who was... And you were all team Aiden.
Yeah.
And he is...
My next note is, I'm not loving Aiden.
Yeah. And why is he mad about the milk? Because it's not good? Drink black coffee. Also, quit with the Parmalat, everyone.
Yeah. There's a lot of Parmalat in this series.
There's a lot of Parmalat. And then... He's just stressed out.
Well,
he
says
that
he's pissed about work.
I gotta strip these pieces all weekend. The chemicals are toxic. I can't get anybody to watch Pete.
I'll watch Pete.
No, she'll lose Pete.
She's not gonna lose. It happened one time.
Yeah.
You have to forgive her, Elise. You have to forgive her.
I just don't know if she really likes Pete.
I don't think she does. I'm certain that she doesn't.
A lot of these girls don't like dogs.
You love Pete. I love Pete. That's just the kind of girlfriend I am.
I actually do love Pete. I would have watched Pete.
She asked him to go out to dinner that night, and he says that he has plans with the guys. And she's like, oh, can I stop by? And he's very like, you can come. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, don't come. Whatever. Like, Aiden.
What is that? Is that your Aiden voice?
Yeah, that's my Aiden voice. That's my, like, annoying guy who can't just say what he wants voice,
right.
Basically. Which is very, my next note is ugh. And then Miranda calls.
And she's like, Carrie.
Yeah, she needs her to come over.
I need you to come over.
And she drops the phone before Carrie can tell her that she can't.
Right.
It's kind of one of the issues here is that Carrie can't. Like, she doesn't have time. She has a meeting.
So Aiden does it.
Aiden volunteers to go.
He's still a good person.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, in my next thing, so we get to Miranda's on the floor, and Aiden arrives, and she's naked and can't move, and she's mortified. He does a really good job here.
Yeah.
Like, he's a very caring and very, like, considerate and, like, kind of pats her head at that one point and...
puts a towel over her like she's getting a massage.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
Picks her up. I love that she has the rug in front of her. And that rug is very clean. It's obviously on a set.
Yeah, it is very, very... I like even how she's sort of, like, tucked into it and she kind of heard... Yeah, anyway, it's cute. It's a cute scene. I think that it's handled very, very well. But I can imagine being Miranda and being absolutely mortified.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would be a horror. I'd be like, just leave me here. I'll die here. It's fine. We get to Charlotte interviewing. There is quite a crowd.
Samantha was right. It seemed every aspiring gallerina in New York wanted Charlotte's job.
And there's Pia.
BA in art history, minor in finance, same as me.
And she hires her after reading two things on her resume.
Yeah, I wrote Charlotte hires herself, though I think, she hires on the spot, not professional. I think this girl's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, Charlotte's kind of weird.
I guess that's true. She looks like weirdo Charlotte. Like, she looks like young, weirder Charlotte.
Probably Charlotte was a young weirdo.
I probably shouldn't tell you this with a line of people out there, but you're hired.
Yeah, and she hires on the spot. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's a weird situation. There is that bittersweet moment of her sort of saying that she never did own her own gallery.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, the Pia asks her, why are you leaving this fantastic job? And Charlotte lies. She tells the truth for a second.
Well, I'm married and we're planning on a baby.
Sees that it's not very satisfactory.
And said she's heading up the Lenox Hill.
Also, I'm on the board of the Lenox Hill Pediatric AIDS Foundation.
She's not.
No.
It's not what's happening. Carrie shows up to thank Aiden at the bar.
Wearing an Oliver Twist hat.
Yeah.
A Where's Waldo pencil skirt and a Gucci fanny pack.
And very, very straight hair.
With extensions.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That cannot be all be her hair.
Yeah.
Shayna is there. Shayna the bartender. Now, here's my thing about Shayna.
She's played by Susan Meisner.
Yeah. And I can't dislike her because she's so good in so many other things.
Well, what do you know her from? And then I'll say what I know her from.
I know what you know her from. I know her from Nashville, The Good Wife, and The Americans.
Okay.
You know her from
Gossip Girl.
Yes.
Where she plays.
I didn't even write it down. I'm like, at least we'll have that one covered.
Yeah, where she plays Dan and Jenny Humphrey's mom. Also, she was a Broadway dancer.
Yeah, she's in a ton of Broadway. Mm-hmm. She's in Chicago, the film version of Chicago. Yeah, she's in the upcoming Fosse Verdon TV series that's happening. Yeah. So she's just a great actress. She's not a very nice person in these scenes, I don't feel like. But I can't really dislike her because I like her in general
so
much.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, you know, it was interesting. I didn't dislike her because I thought she was doing a good job of playing this bartender that's like, listen, it's my job to be personable and have fun.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And whatever your shit is, like, I'm not getting in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, my side of the street is clean. You guys got issues going on. So anyway, Carrie shows up and they're playing jacks with
peanuts.
Yeah, Shayna here is teaching me how to play jacks with the peanuts. And I'm at threesies.
I came to interrupt the night with the guys. Where are the guys? Like, oh, the guy stood me up, so I'm hanging out with Steve. And she says, well, okay, where's Steve?
Steve got a sub.
Yeah.
Or a burrito.
He's getting a burrito. It's slow, so he's getting a burrito. Carrie gets a little territorial for good reason. She kind of like goes in to like brush things off of his lip. And
yeah.
It's just, I mean, you can see that like Shane is being kind of flirty, whether it's just because she's a bartender or not. Carrie is getting a little territorial. Aiden seems a little amused / vaguely annoyed by the situation. Carrie asks for Shayna to excuse them for a second to ask, like, what's going on?
What's up?
You tell me.
And I think that there are two things happening here. I think that there's Carrie not really wanting to push it, but also trying to pretend as though it's not as bad as it is. Because once again, she's like, okay, I guess nothing's going on. Enjoy your night. I did pay attention to this next exchange.
Yes, me too. I didn't even have to pay attention to it now because when they bring it up later, I was like, no, that's not what happened.
Listen, I don't have to work tomorrow, so come on over if you want.
And he says,
come on.
And then she says,
I'll see you later.
So that's where the conversation gets confusing.
Okay. So then it cuts to her room where
I think I have that candle.
She has a diptyque. Is that how you say it?
I have no idea. I have three tiny of them sitting over there, but I don't have that exact
It
fragrance.
Looks like diptyque, but I think it's diptyque. I could be completely wrong. It's a French candle company. They are expensive.
They're very fragrant. I only have, you can see how small the ones that I have are. They're like samplers.
It's the French word for berries. It's B-A-I-E-S, which would be...
Oh, got it.
I don't know how you would say that. Buys.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
My French is rusty.
Yeah, I took one semester in college. But so anyway, it's the French word for berries. Moral of the story is that when I saw it out of there, I thought it said babies. It's like Carrie's got that baby's candle.
Baby's candle blazing. Yeah, Aiden does not show up.
Nope.
And at about 3 a.m., it became very clear that I was being punished for my big mistake.
So then it cuts to
Carrie showing up at Miranda's
with a bag of H&H bagels.
Yeah, there used to be an H&H right there on like 81st and Broadway.
Yes, and there also was one on 81st and 2nd.
So I think that one still exists.
That one still exists. The original one that was on 81st and Broadway was actually 24 hours.
Right, I remember.
And then there's a new one on the Upper West Side. But
I walked by it recently and
So Carrie could have either gotten the bagels by her apartment and then took the crosstown bus, or she got them by Miranda's. Who knows? But they are like a New York City famous bagel.
Absolutely.
And
she gets right into like Aiden never came over.
Yeah, he thinks come over meant today. I think it did.
I think that I can understand where that confusion happened on his end. But I'm telling you, the conversation ends with her saying, I'll see you later.
I know, but I say see you later all the time. It doesn't mean I'm going to go back to their house at 2 a.m.
But I can see where she thought that it was one thing.
Right.
I'm saying that I don't necessarily think that there was anything nefarious on anyone's
side. No, I don't either. I don't think that she should be that mad about it. And I love that Miranda just gets mad right away.
I love it. This is bullshit. This is also, I remember so distinctly thinking it's so weird how Miranda says cream cheese.
You and your bullshit cheer me up bagels. They're just a decoy so you could talk about Aiden. Look, you didn't even bring cream cheese.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I did hear Carrie say bagel at one point.
It doesn't sound weird to me anymore. I think that cream cheese sounds fine. I think cream cheese sounds fine.
A bagel and cream cheese. Bagel and cream cheese. Cream cheese. The whole word sounds like it doesn't even make sense as a word.
The other day I said insurance to someone and they were like, oh, are you from the South? And I'm not from the South. And I get that it's insurance. Cream cheese. Insurance.
Now I'm grossed out.
Insurance.
And Carrie is cutting the bagel, which a lot of bagel places in New York like won't cut a bagel. They won't toast a bagel. There's like very high integrity about a bagel. But she does ask, Miranda wants her bagel toasted. And this was like a fun fact that like was on IMDb.
Yeah, I saw this.
And then when you look at it, it is ridiculous. So, like Carrie's not actually toasting that bagel. And you look at it and she like pushes it down and you can tell it's not on. And then she just like
flips a switch.
And then like hits a button. It is pretty bad.
But, you know, the whole conversation is, it's bad enough you send your boyfriend to help when I call you. And, Carrie responds, he's better in a crisis. And I did write, I don't think Carrie could have lifted Miranda. Like, in the end.
Oh, no. She wouldn't have been able to. She would have had to, like, drag her. Right. And, like, drag her on the rug.
Yeah, I don't know.
You like that.
I'm now just, I'm picturing Carrie just like, pulling that rug. That'd be pretty funny. Just like knocking her down the stairs.
He saw me naked. Your boyfriend saw me naked on the floor lying on a bath mat. Did he tell you that?
No, he's a gentleman.
Well, he did.
I think in that moment, Carrie kind of is like, yeah, that was shitty. I did a bad thing.
She should have at least said, Miranda, I'm not going to be able to lift you, but I brought Steve.
Right.
Wait.
No.
I brought Aiden.
That would have been a whole different thing. Whole if other episode. Steve.
I brought Skipper.
I brought Magda. I found her.
Yeah, Magda's here. None of this would have happened.
And the whole thing of like, he's not having an affair. He's not that kind of guy.
He's
and
a Carrie, good guy.
Yeah, and Carrie is funny. Yeah, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
and the bad guy just has to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I deserve it, right? And this is where we get into punishment and self-punishment.
Yeah, I mean, it's this thing where, like, Carrie, you don't have to hate yourself in order to understand that what you did was wrong. But I feel like she needs to forgive. She wants him to forgive her, but she needs to also forgive herself, because the more she acts like this, the more he's going, you know.
But I've done it before. We're in that moment of like, you can't be madder at me than I'm mad at myself.
Oh, or
yeah,
like, of
just
course.
Sort of like, I'll just be unhappy because you're not happy with me. I mean, it's none of this is going to fix it,
mm-hmm.
but it's just in that space of like, well, I guess I'll just be miserable until he decides to forgive me, which isn't going to work. So now we really meet Brad.
You're a wild man.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of wild, it's getting a little too wild down there. Might be time for a wax.
Rude.
Rude and weird.
Yeah, it's a weird scene.
Like, I can't imagine Samantha's like, vagine.
No, I'm sure it's quite pristine.
I can't imagine Samantha's my vagine.
Trademark.
Like, looking out of control.
Right. No, I'm sure it's fine.
And even if it is, it's 2019 now, so she would be fine.
Right. We get right to Carrie and Samantha. Now, I wrote they're walking just north of Houston, because I thought that that's where that area was. Though we're going to get to a similar area later in the episodes. Maybe I was just confusing the two because she says they're on the Upper East Side.
They're not on the Upper East Side.
I'm pretty sure they're just north of Houston.
Also, Samantha hates dogs.
She doesn't love dogs.
She says, why are you walking this mongrel? She hates dogs.
We have a whole a body hair conversation here.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, he couldn't even find his dick. And then Carrie's like, Samantha, we're on the Upper East Side. And I like that woman walking by gives a look.
Yeah. Well, she says it really loudly as that woman. That was a finely placed loud conversation there. And the whole idea of, like, watching his dog take a dump is going to make him forget about Big. And that she's doing this to punish herself or to make, you know, like self-flagellation to make Aiden feel better. How long are you going to punish yourself? And then Pete has the runs and Samantha's gone.
Yeah.
That is pretty abrupt. Samantha's like, bye.
Yeah, she can't handle it.
This is not my scene.
No. And then, like, I've seen dogs with the runs. It's not, like, that bad where it's, like, lasting for hours and hours. Usually it's like, I guess it could.
It could, I mean, I have no idea. It's just like following Pete with the magazine. I think this is mostly for humor at this point.
Right.
Though I do wonder, like, well, she has the comment of how much shit is she going to take. And then she has the cab ride with the diarrhea dog, which I don't know how the cab driver would let the diarrhea dog get in the cab. I'm assuming
it's fine. It didn't look messy.
Had she actually diapered the dog at this point?
I don't know if she ever diapered the dog. She says she did, but I didn't see a diaper.
So she arrives at Aiden's only to find
Shayna Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. Oh,
yeah,
R.I.P.
Shayna. So she shows up to find Shayna with coffee and...
Here, your dog got sick. I'm leaving. Hey, taxi!
Hey!
And, you know, asks Aiden, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she says the F word. She says the F word not infrequently.
No. How does she say it?
What are you doing?
It's my friend. We're friends.
Well, why don't you just fuck her? Then we can both be bad.
Which is good for... part of me is like, good for you.
Yeah.
Because what I mean by good for you is, let's bring this to a head.
Right.
Like, we've had enough of, like, dancing around this subject and, like, I'm not mad. Why are you mad? Everything's fine. I'm angry. Like, let's just get to it. And her way of getting to it is maybe not the most, you know...
Delicate
way of doing it. But she's done. And frankly, so am I. And we get back to Carrie's and Aiden arrives. And he says, nothing happened.
I thought about it.
Wow, Aiden. Wow. Okay. And he's too pissed to come in. I hate that he calls here. That is fine.
Yeah.
Of course you hate that he calls here. And her response of nothing's happening and nothing will ever happen. I don't want you to see him ever again.
Can't do that. He's in my life. It's not the same way you are, but he is.
My journey with this experience has changed over the years. I remember in the moment being like, no, Carrie, you agree to never see him again. I think that the world is more complicated than that now. And I see both sides of it. But it's hard for me to say that it's unreasonable for the person that you're dating who you once cheated on.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
To say to you, I don't want you to see the person that you cheated on me with ever again. I don't think that's unreasonable.
No.
So it's a tough one. Like you said,
I think this was all a conversation they should have had before he was like, I'm ready to give it a shot, Carrie.
Right.
And also, she just starts saying like, you have to forgive me. You have to forgive me. Like, for 20 minutes, she just says, you have to forgive me. You
know what? I don't forgive. And I still cry every time I watch it.
I don't forgive that she's dressed as a sexy newsboy baseball player.
You are full of judgment. No, she's like, you can't keep punishing me and I can't keep punishing me. And then, yes, she goes into the you have to forgive me. I love this moment. I tear up every single time that I watch it.
Are you going
to
cry now?
No, because you've ruined it.
You have to forgive me. You have to forgive me, Aiden. You have to forgive me. You have to forgive me. You have to forgive me.
And then, you know, Aiden goes in for the hug, and I guess we've established that he's going to forgive her. We have some quick scenes here. We get back to Samantha's, and, you know, you had some nerve.
If you were in Aruba, the natives could bead your back.
I'm sorry, baby. Is there anything I can do to make you forgive me?
So she trims his pubes. I don't, okay.
Like, why is she into that? She is no. Thor. Remember Thor?
Oh, she's paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte's last day at work, and she kind of snaps at the new her.
Oh, number 7 should go on the north wall.
I think it would be better on the south side.
You're 22. What do you know about life? I mean, art.
And then new her says it would have been nice to have a mom around more.
Oh, like that. New her as a new... I thought you were just giving us a fun way to say new hire.
This is our new her?
This is our new her.
Yeah, the new Charlotte. And I don't know. Yeah, we all probably would have liked to have our moms around more often. But some moms have to work. Just saying, don't work mom shame anyone.
Mike needs a lesson in forgiveness, I think.
And she takes off to pursue her new life and also to make sure that she can prove Miranda wrong. And then we cut to Miranda on the phone, not wearing her brace.
Nope. And calling out of work again.
Calling out of work and learning the joys of cooking and not working, but will eventually have to go to work to prove Charlotte wrong.
Yeah.
Can't we just all live our lives? And then Aiden and Carrie, and they're not quite where they were, which is good.
Yeah.
They're in a more honest place, which
is
good.
And Carrie has made her way back into Aiden's armpit.
She's back in the nook.
His stinky, stinky armpit.
I bet it's not. I bet it's super fresh.
I bet it's a little stinky.
We'll learn one day that he has lots of
deodorants.
He goes to
lots of Dave Matthews Band concerts. Really?
That doesn't mean anything, Elise.
I know, but I just feel like he doesn't, like, wash his shirts that much.
It's a weird thing to think.
I think it.
I'd get an Aiden's nook.
I couldn't help but wonder.
I couldn't help but wonder how they didn't have this conversation before deciding to try to have a relationship again.
I couldn't help but wonder how Miranda's bathroom is so clean when Magda hasn't been there in 5 years.
She's one of those, like, she's one of those housekeepers that's, like, there, but you don't even realize she's there.
And before we wrap things up, I just want to do another podcast shout out. I want to give a shout out to Amanda at Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour. She found our podcast and said she's been listening to it nonstop and gave us a very, very nice shout out on her podcast, which is a weekly recap of RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, I haven't watched RuPaul's Drag Race since Latrice Royale, so I'm not completely up to date.
Well, she's on again this season. So,
really?
Yeah, it's All Stars.
I haven't watched it since. I don't know. But my roommates love it. And I actually do like it. I just don't watch a ton of TV, as I'm sure you figured out at this point. So I've recommended it to them. I've told Mike about it. I will listen to it once I start watching it again. But I wanted to thank them for mentioning us and giving us such a nice...
Yeah, super sweet. Thank you.
I recorded it and sent it to Mike. So yeah, it's Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts.
So check it out. And check us out. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, if you're listening to us, just keep listening.
Just keep listening. Don't stop. Why would you stop now?
Why would you stop now?
We're more than halfway through.
We're more than halfway through.
All right, let's get you some food. Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for My Motherboard Myself.
You know, and I think Charlotte loves the fact that the girl says, you know, I wish my mom was around more.
Yeah, well, that's way later.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Cut that out.
And she's being punished for her big mistake.
There's a song in Will Rogers' Follies sung by Dee Hody called My Big Mistake. It's a great number.
I don't care about dogs. Mike, there, I said it.
We're going to lose a lot of followers. I want you all to know I love dogs. Why don't... Like, what?